It wasn't even 2 weeks ago that President Trump declared the opioid epidemic a nationwide public health emergency.
As Americans, we cannot allow this to continue. It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction.
Today in China, after nearly a week on the road, a tired-sounding Trump focused on one aspect of the opioid crisis.
A special emphasis will be placed on the new phenomenon, fentanyl, destroying lives by the millions. We're going to be focusing on it very strongly.
Trump made the comment alongside Chinese President Xi Jinping. Authorities believe most of the fentanyl that's ending up in the U.S. is coming from China. Many of the chemicals used to make fentanyl and other synthetic opioids are legal or simply easier to get there. Stopping the flow of these deadly drugs has been challenging. That's because a lot of it is facilitated online through the dark web, where sellers and buyers can operate anonymously. We begin today with Nathaniel Popper of the New York Times, who has been looking into this.
We've seen just dozens of these cases over the last year or two where you've had major fentanyl dealers in the United States who were getting their supply from China and buying it on the dark net.
And how does that work? Like, how hard is it for those dealers to kind of go rooting through the internet and find this stuff?
Not that hard. I mean, the trickiest part of it is frankly sort of getting it through the mail. That's where people end up getting caught. But a lot of it, kilograms and kilograms, are getting through.
How successful have U.S. authorities been in cracking down on drug dealers here who buy these substances online and then resell them?
It's clear that sort of in the middle of this year, they sort of went after a lot of people all at once. And so a lot of the largest dealers that I was tracking on the dark web and that were active in the middle of the year were arrested just all over the place, all over the country. And at the same time, they actually took down these two largest markets, Alpha Bay and Hensa Market, where, you know, there had been thousands of dealers that were offering fentanyl. And so this whole world has sort of been in turmoil since then as the users and the dealers sort of look for new places on the dark net to congregate and sell their wares.
Right. I mean, according to reporting by you and your colleagues, some of this trading, selling isn't even happening on the dark web, right?
Right. What we've seen since those takedowns earlier this summer is a number of ways in which this appears to be spreading outwards. The trade is moving to messaging apps.
Wow.
And so, you know, something like WhatsApp, which allows encrypted communication, provides an easy way for people to communicate with each other. And Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies are kind of a key part of this process. And law enforcement haven't been able to sort of step in there at all.
And the authorities in China and Asia, what do they need to be doing to crack down on producers and distributors of the stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly an interesting part of this. There really isn't an opioid problem in China. And so the Chinese government doesn't seem to take this as seriously. They're not as proactive. And so a lot of these chemicals are actually or have been legal in China. And what's interesting to see is the U.S. government will say, okay, we want you to make fentanyl illegal in China. And the Chinese government will follow through. And what's interesting is it's sort of like the Chinese dealers are following the law. They'll stop making it each time, but then they'll just make another one that wasn't mentioned in the law. And so I think that's one of the really difficult cat and mouse games here.
Yeah, I just want to ask you that final question about the politics of this. Do you have any idea of how sensitive this whole topic is for Trump and Xi Jinping to talk about? Like, do you think they can find common ground?
You would certainly think so. You would think this would be something where the Chinese government could give a little bit. There's been a lot of pushing from the U.S. government on this. You know, the State Department has made this a priority, and it hasn't worked so far. So it's going to be interesting to see how much goodwill there is for the Chinese to get proactive on this.
Nathaniel Popper with the New York Times. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.